to another episode of the Mean Green Comic Machine. We are back with another week here, another episode. We got some stuff to go over, some stuff to review. We have a little comic by the name of Star Wars Darth Vader. That's put out by this little company by the name of Marvel. I know we had a Star Wars show, but Darth Vader issue one wasn't around yet, and I definitely think it's worth a look at. And then we have a review on another new comic, well, new to me, I just found it. It's a 4-issue miniseries. 2 issues are out. I just read them the other day, and it is fantastic. And it is put out by a little company by the name of Amigo Comics from Spain, and the title of this book is called Roman Ritual, and it's written by El Torres. So guys, without further ado, let's get the show going. It is a period of insurgence. Rebel spaceships striking from a hidden base on the moon of Yavin have won a shocking surprise victory against the rightful reign of the Galactic Empire. The Empire's ultimate peacekeeping force, the Death Star, was destroyed due to an unforeseen design flaw. Without this deterrent, the rule of law is in danger. Chaos looms. For the 19 years after the vanquishing of the Jedi and his painful rebirth on volcanic Mustafar, Sith Lord Darth Vader has faithfully served his master. But now, he has failed the Emperor and must pay with the price. Or pay the price. Sorry, I got a little bit carried away. We are talking about Star Wars Darth Vader Issue 1, Book 1, Vader. Darth Vader gets his own book. I don't know if it was a few shows ago, we had an all Star Wars episode, so I'm not going to get too much into this, but this is a number one, and I definitely want to talk about number ones. Darth Vader gets his own book, and this goes, and first of all, I got to say, I read issue 2 of Star Wars, and it was great. Picked up the story, it definitely got me in there. I was 40% in when I read book issue 1 of Star Wars. When I read issue 2 of Star Wars, I was 75%. Now I'm 75% in. So hopefully issue 3 will get me to 100%. Got to fill that bar. But issue 2 of Star Wars was great. It was amazing action. The story moved along great. We saw Darth Vader in action. It was lots of good stuff. In this book, Darth Vader, I don't want to spend too much on it just because we already had the Star Wars episode. So I don't want people to be like, Star Wars again? But it is a number one, so I definitely want to touch on it. In this issue, it's just Darth Vader. He kills people. He uses his power. He puts Jabba the Hutt in that mind choke thing. He's trying to find out things. And this whole time in the back of his mind, he's wondering who that Jedi is that he encountered in Star Wars 1. Not the movie, but the book in Star Wars Issue 1. He's trying to wonder, who is that Jedi? Hey, Darth Vader, it's your son, Luke Skywalker. Perhaps that's why he has your lightsaber. Maybe that's why Obi-Wan gave him your lightsaber, because he's your son. Or maybe not, but he's your son. Just ask me. But yeah, we see Darth Vader have a little powwow with Jabba the Hutt. He kind of chokes him out a bit. Doesn't kill Jabba the Hutt, but chokes him out a bit. He messes with him. He takes out two of his Gamorrean gods, just kill them. And then after that, we see Darth Vader and Emperor Palpatine have a little discussion. Emperor Palpatine is just upset. He is mad that the Death Star was destroyed. He said that Darth Vader failed him and just all kinds of good stuff. We get this character that walks in and Darth Vader kind of looks at him and he's like, who's this dude? And Emperor Palpatine is like, it's none of your business. Go away. You failed me. Go away. Go do what you have to do. Here it is. Here is a little bit of this. Emperor Palpatine, besides Lord Vader, a trip to Tatooine, I'm sure it will be sentimental. Ah, yes. Good. I was expecting you. And this is when that guy is in Emperor Palpatine's, I don't know what we'd call it, chamber, his room. And this guy kind of eyeballs Darth Vader. Darth Vader kind of eyeballs him and he says, who is this? Who is this, master? That was horrible. What is that? That was really bad. I don't even know why I did that voice. Emperor Palpatine goes, no one you need to know. And Vader is like, bro, are you trying to hide something from me? And Emperor Palpatine's like, dude, a Lord of the Sith asking questions and expecting them to be meekly answered? You are a poor apprentice if you think so. Is there anything else to report? And Darth Vader is like, nothing to trouble yourself with, master. But between that, those two shots, he kind of has that flashback of when he ran into Luke Skywalker and he's like, wait, the saber. I know this weapon. This once belonged to me. That's right. Now it doesn't. It belongs to Luke Skywalker. And after that, Emperor Palpatine, then go. And do not fail me again. So, we got all kinds of things going on. Darth Vader is like, kind of, you know, he's put in the hog house, bro. Emperor Palpatine's like, get out of my face, you disgrace. After that, Darth Vader is like, he's on his ship, and he's like, set course to Tatooine, please. Goes to Tatooine. He's chilling out in the desert. And bam! There show up a kind of Chewbacca-looking bounty hunter guy, but it's not Chewbacca. And Boba Fett. I bet everybody's excited because Boba Fett showed up. And he's like, Boba Fett's like, give us a mission. You'll see that we won't fail you. Darth Vader's like, there is an X-Wing pilot. He knew an Obi-Wan Kenobi. He left this planet aboard a smuggling vessel called the Millennium Falcon. And Boba Fett's like, I know the ship, dead or alive. Vader's like, alive. I have need of him. And then they have like a pan out of Darth Vader. And he has killed a bunch of sand people. So Darth Vader is showing his power in these books. He's a pretty badass character. He's a badass character. Everybody knows that. But I'm glad that they're putting that to use in these issues. So Darth Vader issue 1 came out last week. Plenty of stores have tons of issues. It's a Marvel comic now. So go ahead, pick it up. It's a $4.99 book, so $5 book. But it's worth it. It was good stuff. Definitely pick up Star Wars Issue 1 and Issue 2. Good stuff. If you like Star Wars, you will definitely like these books. I know some people aren't picking up the books because they don't this, blah, blah. But I think it's all good stuff. Star Wars 1, I was kind of like, eh, it's all right. But Star Wars Issue 2, bam, that like hooked me up more. I was like, yes, where's issue 3? And Darth Vader, I love me some Darth Vader, so this was awesome. I love them that they show the power of Darth Vader. So yeah, so pick it up, guys. Star Wars, Darth Vader. Can you name that clip?
Steven. Not quitting. Just resting. This gets more difficult every day.
Only as difficult as you allow.
I'd say gravity and solid mass have a little something to say about it, too.
You perceive these stones to be heavy, therefore they are. But to the chosen few, weight is meaningless.
How do you do these things?
By learning to accept the unacceptable. pull the rope again, and I will assist.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Involving a cardinal is shaking the Vatican, so cruel and vicious that goes far beyond any crime and conspiracy that may have taken place in the Vatican before. The self-exiled priest John Brennan is summoned to Rome as the boldest exorcist in the church because there is an ancient evil spreading within the Holy See itself. That's right, guys, we have Roman Ritual by Amigo Comics, written by L. Torres, illustrated by Jamie Martinez. This is a book I was watching. I watch a lot of guys on YouTube, comic book guys that review, do their hauls and stuff like that, which, you know, reminds me, you could check me out on Ivan's Toys and Comics. It's actually Ivan's Toys, Comic Books, and More, but check me out. Look for me. I do comic book toys. Comic book toys, comic book hauls, and all that good stuff. If you go to facebook.com/MGCM, you could actually find all the links to the videos there, and you could subscribe to my channel. So head on over to YouTube and go, or Facebook or YouTube, wherever you can find me, and subscribe and like my page. Back to Roman Ritual. Such an awesome book. I'm going to spoilers right now. Love this book, but I could be biased because I love the whole demonology, the exorcism, the possessed stories. I mean, just this book is just like the Exorcist, you know. L. Torres, I guess he's known for other horror stuff, which I will definitely be seeking out after this. This is my first time hearing about him, and it was so cool because I posted a picture on my Facebook. I found him on Facebook. I thought I would follow him so I could know what other stuff he's doing, and he liked my picture, and he left me a message, so that was pretty awesome. So thank you, L. Torres, for that awesome thing, because it's rare when you see a creator do that, you know, to actually, I mean, it's not rare, but on Facebook, you know, he actually reached out and say, hey man, thanks for picking up my stuff, hope you enjoyed it. But back to the story. Excuse me, I keep getting sidetracked. So as I said before, there's something evil going on in the Vatican, and the Pope himself, spoilers, is possessed. There has been teams of exorcists trying to take out this demon, which seems to be the devil himself in the Pope. How did the Pope get possessed? That's what we're trying to find out. But these teams are just getting wiped out by this demon or the devil, whoever it is that's in there, that's in the Pope. John Brennan is a self-exiled priest. Apparently something happened. He said something. He broke some kind of rule. He's like that bad boy priest, that bad boy cardinal that, you know, he plays by his own rules. He doesn't play by the Vatican's rules because he thinks his rules are better. But he's good. He's good at what he does. He's the best exorcist out there. So they seek him out. The Vatican, there's one priest that seeks him out because this priest tried to do the exorcist, but it took a toll on him and he ended up passing away. And this guy said, you know what, John Brennan could do it. So they called him over. On his journey over to Vatican City from Argentina, where I believe he's located, which he does an exorcism on a local girl there, he encounters a demon in the image of a nun. as he's riding the in the cab or the car back from the airport to the Vatican City. And she's telling him, you know what, like, don't bother. Pretty much what the demon will tell you, you know, is like, don't bother, you're nobody, you're not going to be able to do this, go away. And so he gets to Vatican City, and there's one person that believes that he could do it. Everybody else is like, no, this John Brennan, he is an embarrassment, he did this, he shouldn't be allowed back, why would you guys allow him back? So there's a lot of people against him, and they, you know, so they don't believe in him, and he's trying to tell them, like, look, dude, this is what I think, because it's pretty cool. You see him, there's a few panels in the story where you see him go in to where the Pope is located, and the Pope is tied down, and the Pope is throwing up, and just pretty much everything that you see in The Exorcist, that what happened next, goes on in the comic book. And the Pope is like, oh, like, what are you doing here? Like, what do you want? You know, you think you're going to take me? And John Brennan sits there. He kind of takes out a cigarette, lights it up, and he starts chatting with this demon, trying to get into the demon's mind, trying to figure out, you know, what is it that the demon wants? Who is this demon? Because they don't even know yet who it is. Or what is it? Like, what is it that's in there? Usually they do, they kind of figure all this stuff out before they do an exorcism. So he talks, and you know, the demon will mess with you, or kind of, it'll mess with your mind. It'll get into your mind, and it'll mess with you. It'll show you images of these things, these horrific things that were in your past, or he'll tell you things, you know, like that. So, that kind of goes on, and Brennan takes off, you know, he takes off, and they tell him that, you know what, there's this priest that we called back from retirement. This priest is in retirement, and he is one of the best. He's one of the best exorcists, and we assembled this team. Now this is, I read the first two issues, and beautiful artwork. I love the artwork. The cover of issue two, oh my God, that is actually, as soon as I saw that cover, I was like, wow, this is an amazing cover. Issue two has it's just like the face, like it's just the face of the Pope, and kind of like the bust, but he's kind of looking at you, and his eyes are yellow, like orange, so you know that he's possessed. The crazy thing is that illustrated, he kind of looks like Pope John Paul. On the cover in the comic book, he actually looks like the Pope that resigned. What was his name? Benedict, I think. Pope Benedict, I think that was him. That's what he reminds me. That's who his look reminds me of in the comic book. But pretty much back to the story. So this guy comes out of retirement, and John Brennan's like, what are you doing? Like, no, this guy can't do this. He's 80-something years old. He's not going to be able to handle the power that this demon has. This demon is strong. And the guy, everybody else is like, no, what are you talking about? Get out of here. Like, we don't need you here. You know, just go away. Here comes the day that this super priest shows up. He shows up with his team. He's getting ready. He's getting his relics together. Everything that he's going to use against his demon. And John Brennan shows up. And he tells him, look, I talked to him. This is what you need to do. You know, you guys don't know things. You guys shouldn't go in there yet. And the priest, I forgot his name. And I don't have the comics on hand. I let somebody borrow them. He goes, look, I'm a pro. I know what I'm doing. I don't want you here. You're not welcome to come into the room with us. So just go away. And they go into the room, and John Brennan goes away. And they go into the room, and the demon starts messing with the help that this priest has. And they start going down. Well, they are no match for this demon. And then you go to another panel, and they're like, John, like, Brennan, They're like, we need you. Something awful happened. And I'll end it right there because you guys should definitely, definitely pick up this book. If you like Outcasts, this is like, you will like this. This is just a step more intense. Just a step more intense. Outcasts is an amazing book. I love Outcasts, but this is just that plus a little bit more blood, a little bit more gore like type deal. It's just imagine The Exorcist movie on a comic book. That's what I could compare it to. definitely pick it up. It's published by Amigo Comics, which is located in Spain. So I haven't seen this comic, this title or this company too often in a lot of comic book shops. Maybe because I never looked for it. But I know they're available on eBay, so check them out if you want. Definitely a great comic, a great read. I read it at night. It was the last thing I read. It gave me nightmares, but it was still worth it. It was an awesome read. So check it out. I really urge you to check it out. Maybe I believe they have it on digital download if you go to Amigo Comics. I know there was a 3-month gap between issue 1 and issue 2. That's how independent this publishing company is. So definitely check it out. El Torres, Roman Ritual. And it's put out by Amigo Comics. Check it out, guys. All right, guys, thank you for joining me on this episode. It has now come to a finale, to a close, to an end. The show is over. Go home now. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Ha ha, old joke. Anyways, but yeah, thanks for joining me again, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this and you pick up some of these issues. And I would love to hear what you guys think about them, about Roman Ritual, about Star Wars Darth Vader, or if you already picked them up, you know, then, hey, did you like them? Did you not like them? So head on over to facebook.com/TheMGCM. Let me know all about it. Let me know if there's something you want me to review. Let me know if there's something out there that I should read. So there's lots of good stuff to read. There's just so many books, not enough time. So what can you do? What can you do? You gotta enjoy them a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Hey, you here? Hey, all right, here we go. But yeah, so guys, thanks for listening. Hit me up on Facebook, MGCM. Facebook.com/MGCM. Check out my YouTube channel where I do toy reviews, toy hauls. I do giveaways, and that's also put on my Facebook page, so you can find the links there, subscribe there, like the page, all that good stuff, leave your comments, and also you can check out MGCM on ZombieRadioNetwork.net. So head on over to ZombieRadioNetwork.net and check out all the other podcasts that are there. Lots of great stuff. It will, you know, you'll never be bored again riding in the car. Listen, you'll be able to listen to these amazing podcasts. Comic books, survival, zombies, zombie dance party. What? Lots of good stuff. So head on over to zombieradio.net. And guys, thanks for joining me. I'll see you on the next episode. We'll be right back.
Maybe you cut down on that fried chicken, huh?
Go ahead. Run. We'll be watching for you.